USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
Our detectives are continually editing this list as we verify every single report that we have received regarding a potentially missing person. And as a result, these numbers will continue to change.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We don't know exactly the track that it's going to take. It is possible that we could see tropical force winds as early as Sunday night in southern Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A senior U.S. official is reporting that all U.S. forces have left Bagram Air Base. That's the main U.S. military base, which is 1 hour north of Kabul. President Biden has said that all U.S. troops will be completely out of Afghanistan by September 11th. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. The Justice Department is pausing all federal executions while it conducts a review of its policies and procedures. Demonstrators in Canada have toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in protest of hundreds of remains that have been found at schools for Indigenous children. The protest took place on Canada's National Day, when cities throughout the country normally hold celebrations to mark the country's colonization by the British in 1867.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A bomb squad in Los Angeles intentionally set off over 1 ton of illegal fireworks and had disastrous repercussions. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An NFL investigation finds one football team highly unprofessional and guilty of harassment. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has the story.
The National Football League has fined the Washington football team $10 million following an investigation into multiple allegations of harassment in the workplace. The league's report, issued Thursday, found that the team's workplace environment was found to be highly unprofessional, with bullying and intimidation taking place frequently. All senior executives will take part in workplace conduct training, and owner Dan Snyder will step away from the day-to-day duties of running the team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.